For 30 years, federal law has required agencies to check the citizenship or immigration status of people seeking federal benefits. Today, the Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements, or SAVE program, covers more than 1,000 federal, state, and local benefits-giving agencies. U.S. Customs and Immigration Services conducts millions of SAVE checks every year, but the program has some big holes. Joining me with a look through them, Rebecca Gambler, Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Ms. Gambler, good to have you back.
Thank you, Tom.
This SAVE system uses lots of databases, mostly operated by Homeland Security, to basically do what?
That's right. The SAVE system is a web-based system that federal, state, and local benefit-granting agencies use to query and verify the immigration or citizenship status of individuals who are applying for benefits. And the types of benefits that individuals might be applying for could include things like Medicaid or federal food assistance. It could also include housing assistance, and it can include applicants for driver's licenses in states. And so benefit granting agencies have users that query the SAVE system. The SAVE system checks numerous other databases operated by the Department of Homeland Security to return a response back to the benefit granting agencies about an individual's immigration or citizenship status. It's important to remember when thinking about this program that SAVE does not indicate whether or not the applicant for the benefit should be granted the benefit. Rather, it's just providing or verifying the immigration status of the applicant so that the benefit granting agency can use that information in determining whether or not the applicant meets eligibility criteria for the specific benefit.
Because eligibility does vary according to the state, according to the federal, well, maybe not so much the federal agency, but among the states, they give various levels of benefits to people depending on their status.
That's right. When you look at the range of benefits that individuals could be applying for at the federal or state level, eligibility for those benefits varies across the benefit types, and citizenship or immigration could be just one of the criterion that benefit granting agencies use to determine eligibility.
And so you're finding then, it looks like, as if USCIS, which is the owner of the SAVE program, doesn't verify that the using agencies are doing it correctly?
That's right, Tom. One of the key findings of our report was that user agencies are, in certain cases, required to initiate additional verification beyond the initial verification step that they take. And so when user agencies query the system, they get a response pretty quickly about the individual status. And in some cases, that initial check, that initial verification, isn't able to return a response on the person's immigration status or citizenship status. So in those cases, the user agency is supposed to implement a second step verification to check, to have USCIS check the applicant's information against additional databases. And what we found is that not all user agencies were moving forward and implementing that second step verification the way they're supposed to under program requirements. And we found that there were two main reasons for that, Tom. First, that USCIS's guidance was somewhat ambiguous and unclear about the instances in which agencies should be initiating that second check. And secondly, we found that USCIS was not monitoring and overseeing user agencies' completion of training on how to initiate and when to initiate those second verifications. And so we made recommendations to USCIS to both update its guidance to make sure it clearly reflects user agencies' responsibilities for implementing those second checks, and also that USCIS better oversee the extent to which agencies are actually completing required training.
So an example might be someone who is lacking any documentation that is just in the United States, and if they give their name as, you know, John Doe or whatever the case might be, they wouldn't show up in any database. So therefore, the system might return a message to say, check further here.
And there could be other cases in which an additional check may be required. For example, the SAFE system doesn't query every single database that may have relevant information on an individual's status. And so that secondary check is required so that USCIS can do some additional manual reviews of other systems to confirm the person's immigration status.
We're speaking with Rebecca Gambler, Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the Government Accountability Office. I guess my other question is, why is it USCIS's problem if an agency that's giving benefits in Nebraska or something just doesn't bother to do that second step?
One of the key findings from our report was that when user agencies sign up to use the SAFE system, they agree to different practices through a memorandum of understanding or a memorandum of agreement. And as part of that memorandum of agreement, there are different provisions to help ensure that user agencies are using the system appropriately and doing things like providing applicants information on the fact that their information may not be updated in immigration records. And so really, USCIS's role is to oversee user agencies' use of the system to ensure that user agencies are appropriately using it and not inappropriately denying an applicant benefits, for example, based on a response that SAVE might provide.
Or inaccurately granting, which would cause improper payments.
That's right, Tom. It cuts both ways. It's really about USCIS's role to help oversee and monitor agencies' use of the system to ensure that benefits are granted appropriately or that information that SAVE provides is used appropriately by user agencies in determining an applicant's eligibility for the specific benefit.
Now, you found that most of the using agencies do not, I guess USCIS can't tell if most of the agencies are doing it correctly. Does that include the federal users like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and some of the big ones like that, Labor Department?
That's right, Tom. That's another key finding from our report is that USCIS really needs to take steps to update its monitoring compliance and oversight activities. And so, Tom, as part of that, we found that USCIS did not have a risk-based approach for determining which agencies it's going to conduct monitoring activities at, and those monitoring activities include things like help calls or compliance visits. We also found that USCIS wasn't ensuring that user agencies actually participate in compliance reviews when USCIS initiates them. And that is something that is called for under the memorandum of agreement that user agencies sign when they sign up to participate in SAVE. And finally, we found that USCIS didn't have a process to ensure that user agencies implement recommended actions that are made to agencies coming out of compliance reviews. And so as a result of that, USCIS can't be sure that user agencies are implementing the actions that USCIS has recommended to help them ensure compliance with program requirements. And so we've made recommendations to Tom in all of these areas for USCIS to improve its monitoring and compliance activities.
The users of the SAVE system tend to be people on the front lines dealing with individuals in local offices of federal and state agencies.
That's right, Tom.
So that means that this is a pretty widespread program, and there are probably thousands and thousands of users hitting the SAVE system.
That's right, Tom. As you mentioned, there's over 1,000 different user agencies who have signed up to use SAVE to query, to check for the immigration or citizenship status of applicants. And those agencies can have multiple different users who are querying the SAVE system for the purposes of making that verification.
And do you have any sense of what the net effect of all of this is, of this lack of careful use of the SAVE system? Do you think it's resulting in too many people being denied benefits or too many people getting benefits that shouldn't?
While we weren't able to overall quantify what the magnitude or impact of the potential issue is, Tom, in the report we do point out the need for USCIS to ensure that it has the right guidance the right training and oversight of that training, and the right monitoring and compliance activities to ensure that applicants who are applying for benefits are able to have their status checked by user agencies in a timely manner, and that the information that's provided back through the SAVE system is accurate and used appropriately by those user agencies.
Rebecca Gambler is Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the GAO. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll post a link to her study and this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.